Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Happy Thursday, everyone, as we head toward the weekend of baseball and fantasy and the British Open. We got a lot to cover on today's show. We'll talk about some starting pitching options in both fantasy and reality, some potential trades as well, as Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, Donald.
Yelich and Bellinger, they just keep going, right? Yelly and Belly, they did that commercial right before the All-Star game. And these guys are going to fight it out for the MVP of the league. They're going to fight it out for the batting title, the home run title, the RBI title. I don't know how close these guys are. I know they kind of made it seem like they kind of knew each other a little bit when they mic'd them up at the All-Star game. But you're looking at this epic battle, it looks like, between two players. They are just crushing fantasy. I cannot imagine if you ended up with both those guys on your team in fantasy. I mean, imagine that. Fernando Tatis Jr.
People always ask questions about how many stolen bases guys could have. Do you ever put a limit on how many you could possibly have? Because some people see 30, 40, 50. Stolen bases aren't really something that people are doing anymore.
Yeah, it's just part of my game. And every time I have a chance, I'm just trying to get it. But, you know, they're really paying attention to me out there, and I'm just trying to do my job.
Gray Albright.
French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe, even caramel sundaes is getting touched. What? Raekwon! Yeah.
Wild day we had yesterday, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us today here on Fantasy Sports Today. Good to be with you on this Thursday. We got live games to talk about today. A ton of games, as a matter of fact. A couple during this show. Very rare Thursday where, because across the country, Major League Baseball teams are smart. They know the kids are off from school. And so what they do is they have these camp days. And today's a big camp day across the country as we head toward the end of the month of July. We're past the midway point. We're heading toward the end. As always, we got Chris Pavona producing the show. We got You Make the Call coming up in just a little bit. You can dial us up here in the show, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Matt Modica will join us in about 35 minutes from now. In case you missed our interview with Cardinals pitcher John Gant, we'll have a piece of that for you as well. We'll recap everything that happened in baseball yesterday. We'll move forward toward the weekend. You can follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish, as always. So to kind of lead off the show today, be careful what you wish for. That's the theme here. Be careful what you wish for in life, in reality, in fantasy, everything else. You know how they always say that the grass is always greener, so to speak. I would tell you that in free agency in Major League Baseball, a number of things can happen when you decide to spend money. The first thing that can happen is you could strike pay dirt, and good things can happen for whoever you get. But it does seem to me that in all sports, more often than not, just about every long-term contract that's signed that involves a lot of money ends up looking bad. It just does. And of course, there are exceptions to the rule, especially in all sports, baseball included in that. I would say that Christian Yelich's long-term deal with Miami and now in Milwaukee probably looks like the best deal in all of sports. But that being said, once you shell out $300 million to somebody in baseball, or $150 million in the NFL, or $250 million in the NBA, in all likelihood, at the end of these deals, you're looking at John Wall, Chris Paul. This is what happens. You're paying always for the first few years of the deal. But then what happens when the deal isn't like Chris Davis of the Orioles and it turns out to be like Yu Darvish of the Cubs? That's when you really start to have the issues. And I couldn't believe this, and it just goes to show you, as close as I pay attention to baseball and watch games and attend more games than anybody that's listening or anybody that you know, in all likelihood, It is amazing to me to think that Yu Darvish yesterday, with the big contract that he signed, got his first win at Wrigley Field on July 17th, 2019. How is that even possible? I know that he had his issues last year and he missed some time, but I just never would have thought of. It's stunning to me. Stunning. But he did. He picked up his first win yesterday with the Cubs in Chicago. Six shutout innings and a lesson to be learned in both fantasy and reality, that is for sure. Congratulations to Yu Darvish. Congratulations to the Cubs. You pay a guy $80 million, $90 million, you got a win finally. Mike Clevenger had a big game yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught this. 12 strikeouts by him for the Indians. There is not a pitcher in baseball with more upside than Clevenger. There really isn't if he's healthy. He's had a couple of different nagging injuries. Remember, he missed about a month and a half with another injury, but he struck out 12 yesterday. Good game for him. We're still waiting to see what's up with Mike Trout. He missed Monday. He missed Tuesday. He missed Wednesday. At some point, they're just going to put him on the injured list, aren't they, right? Like, does this make any sense? Best player in baseball? I suppose if you can get two games out of Mike Trout in a week, you'd rather do that than get a replacement player. So it does make some sense. But be careful with this guy. It's Mike Trout. He's missed 3 days. I think if he misses one more game, they put him on the injured list. And then finally, one other topic that I want to get to here on the show is this debate between David Price and Dennis Eckersley. Are we really doing this again? These guys arguing with each other and just yelling at clouds again? Why? I thought this was put to bed already. Let's be clear. David Price, great pitcher. Dennis Eckersley, Hall of Fame reliever. I understand that there are some players that don't like criticism. I suppose David Price is in that category. I don't know. I don't cover that team. I don't know the intricacies of it. But you're always going to have this dynamic between the announcers and the players. This is going to happen all the time, where they're going to hear something they don't like. They're going to take offense to it. And I can understand them getting pissed because they are kind of the broadcaster for the team. But in all likelihood, unless they are paid by the team, they're being paid to call a game and be fair, not to be a shill for the team, which some of these guys are. Coming up next, we'll have a little three up, three down. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mitch. We're off and running here on this Thursday. Got game action coming up, too. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFacegrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Sports like spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Joe Pizzapia, anybody that's on the San Francisco Giants is just not a great fantasy option.
They've actually been on a terrific little DFS run, too. They've been scoring a ton of runs lately over the last couple weeks. But when you're also talking about that Giants team, you're also talking about a team that really didn't have a clear-cut number four hitter, and they have not done a great job of bringing up prospects either. Unfortunately, when they acquire a guy like Evan Longoria on the downside of his career, you can't expect that much, too. So you're going to take a player on the downside of his 30s, put him in a lineup that's not very good, in a ballpark that's not very good. What more could you expect?
All right, that was Joe Pizzapia on our 3 Up, 3 Down segment earlier this week. It's time for our 3 Up, 3 Down segment here today. And then throughout the show, what we're going to do is have a little fun with some live updates. Very rare that we will have this going on, but two games going on during the show today. Padres and Marlins, Dodgers and Phillies. Padres and Marlins underway, Dodgers and Phillies in about 10 minutes. So cool, we got some games to talk about and break down. Okay, we'll start with 3 Up, 3 Down and start off with the San Francisco Giants. As Joe mentioned, they have been on a good DFS run. Not just DFS, how about reality? I mean, who would have thought the Giants would go into Coors Field and win 4 games in a row? I mean, unthinkable the way the Giants were playing in April and May. And look, this is kind of what they do. Bruce Bochy, one of the best managers, of course, will be the Hall of Famer. This is his last year. But smoke and mirrors, no question about it to this point. And congratulations to them for kind of being back in it. They're going to have a little bit of a tough decision to make coming up here in a couple of weeks. I would guess that they're still going to sell players. But you could make the case they're 1 5-game winning streak again from even having a chance at that wild card. What do you do? What do you do? Farhan Zaidi's got his work cut out for him, that is for sure. Homer Bailey yesterday won his first start with the Oakland A's. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is what makes baseball so much fun. Homer Bailey traded by the Reds to the Yankees. They cut him completely. After they cut him completely, Kansas City picks him up, gets off to a tough start at the beginning of the season, and then what does he do? Turns it around completely for about 2 months. And then here we are. He actually gets traded. He got traded. They got something. Kansas City got something back in return for a player that they had no interest even in having. Great job by them. 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Homer Bailey is in the A's rotation and moving forward. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to the A's. I cannot see any kind of sustained success with this, but what do I know about Oakland? They're 14 games over 500 again. They're always good. The A's are always solid. It's just every year. I mean, you could find these other teams that are up and down, and they go through these rebuilds. Oakland never has to do it. I think they've only had 1 bad year in the last 5. So good job by them. Here's my final up. 2 girls are petitioning McDonald's. How about this one? And the reason why they're doing it is they're petitioning McDonald's and Burger King, apparently. And what they want to do is they want to have them stop putting in their Happy Meals the plastic toys and putting them in their kids' meals. Now, before everybody freaks out, let me explain to you why this is trending up for me. Now, I understand as a kid, when you're younger, you really appreciated the Happy Meal, and it was always cool to get a toy and all that. But first of all, there's two things. Number one, it deters kids from eating this crap all the time. That's for sure. Number two, it deters people like me from having to go through the drive-thru, and when the lady or the man calls my name and me saying, don't give me any food, just give me the toy. I don't want to do it anymore. I've gone through it once with a 12-year-old daughter. I'm going through it now with a 7-year-old son. I'm finished. No more toys. And I will sign this petition. You can send it to me at Craig Mish on Twitter. I will sign it. I will send it over. Please, no more plastic toys in the Happy Meals. And that is indeed what is trending up for me. Here's what's trending down. The Washington Nationals bullpen has been a disaster all season. But all of a sudden, in June, started getting it together. They went on that epic winning streak. It looked like the Nationals had it figured out. Maybe not. 8 earned runs yesterday between the 7th and 8th innings. Think about that. Your team is up, and all of a sudden, they give up an 8 spot. And they played the Orioles in that game yesterday, too. That's a nice little rivalry. 8 runs in the 7th and 8th inning. Who were the culprits? Wander Suero, Javi Guerra, Matt Grace, pretty much all of them. And by the way, if those are the names for the Washington Nationals in August and September that they have coming out of the bullpen, they're in trouble, okay? I know they may have turned around a little bit. I'm not saying that Washington needs to go out and get Will Smith or get Shane Green, but you got to do better than what you got there. You just have to do it. Look, you got Doolittle in the 9th. That's fine. You tried with Rosenthal. That didn't work. I don't know what your answers are. I'm not Mike Rizzo. The Nationals must upgrade their bullpen to stay in this race. And by the way, they have a very good shot of staying in this race. But with respect to Suero, Guerra, and Grace, it's not going to happen. You got to add something else. Second trending up, DMX. You know DMX, the rapper who was very relevant for about 10 years, but not for the last 10 years. I would say that's probably accurate. DMX says a police sketch of a murderer in South Carolina looks exactly like him. And you know what? If you Google this story or however you use an internet browser, it kind of does. Imagine that. And this is a celebrity, but that's got to be scary. Like, you see a police sketch of someone and it looks exactly like you? Forget about being a celebrity. I mean, imagine you're just sitting there at home watching TV or on the internet somewhere, and a police sketch pops up and it's you, and you didn't even do it. So I kind of feel for DMX there, and that's definitely what is also trending down for me, no question about that. Now, police sketches are always kind of, you know, looking strange. Remember years ago the courtroom sketch of Tom Brady with the whole Deflategate where he looked nothing like him? Yeah, that was a disaster, so yeah, I get that. Final one here, British Open has started. David Duval, by the way, I think I saw about 10 minutes ago, he fired an 11 on one hole. Is that possible? I don't think I've ever... That's like me playing golf. But anyway, Rory McIlroy, of course, has a... Duval has no chance to win. Rory McIlroy is a contender at every major. There's no question about that. And McIlroy started off the British Open with a quadruple bogey at Portrush. Quadruple bogey at Portrush. So, not optimal for him. And we'll have to keep an eye on this tournament as we go. I don't think there's any question about it. I am just all in on Sunday's British Open. And I'm hopeful that we get a really good tournament and we get a good one to finish up. So, that is the deal here as we start off the show. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick timeout. And when we come back next, what we'll do is we'll play a little game of You Make the Call. We'll also talk about which teams should sell at the trade deadline. And I also have trade targets for you to discuss. Some pitchers in baseball as well. Matt Modica will join us. We'll talk pitching with him. And also want to remind you, for those of you who are listening to the show, we are getting close to wrapping up our second month of the program. What you want to do is download this show after you listen to it so you have it on demand. And here's how you do it. First of all, what you can do is go to the iTunes store. If you have Apple, if you have Android, you would go to the Google Play. You can type in FST or FNTSY, or even type in my last name, M-I-S-H, and that show will automatically get sent to you every day. Just to kind of take you behind the curtain, my producer Chris Pavona, as soon as the show is over, he populates the show and uploads it. And then by the magic of the cloud or the magic of the internet, it all of a sudden will go right to your phone or your iPad or whatever device you use. So therefore, from every day 12 to Eastern, if you're unable to listen to the show or even listen to the show in its entirety, you can listen to the show when you want and you'll have it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, it's time to play a little You Make the Call. And we'll be back here on FNTSY on Fantasy Sports Radio right after this. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. And, yeah, I mean, you hear the music there of DMX. I mean, can you imagine that somebody murders someone and then your picture's on there from a sketch? How ugly would that be? Okay, put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering in college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up your new account, claim your free wager of up to $500 today. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only, eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. And welcome back. This is FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We have one game in Major League Baseball going on. Of course, it's the game that I should be at, but I am so dedicated to doing the show with you guys every day that I had to skip it. Skipped a game in Miami. Skipped a Marlins game to host the show with you. I think I probably could have hosted the show actually from Marlins Park, but did not. There in the bottom of the first inning, there's no score. We got another game set to go on here. I don't know what it is about me getting excited about having live action during this show, but I'm just not used to it. In fact, on the other show that I used to host on satellite radio, I used to host from 9 to 11 a.m. We never had live action either. So it's just kind of like a cool thing to have that going on. Yes, Chris, what is your question?
So I've always wanted to ask this for somebody who goes to the Marlins Park all the time. You've seen like the backstops have the two aquariums like on the back. What's like the what's like the general like how do people feel about that? I thought it was a really cool idea. Like I'm a big like I love aquariums. I love like saltwater tanks. I'm just wondering like why. I've always wanted to know that.
Yeah, well, they initially did it because the previous owner, Jeffrey Loria, who was the owner of the Marlins for a long time, he was very into art and very into, you know, just anything to make the park look different. And so what happened was he put those tanks behind home plate. They had that home run sculpture, Chris, as you remember, in the outfield that would go off every time there was a home run. But you know what? I'm not even sure what's going on with those tanks. You know, I really haven't even paid attention to even know if there's fish in there or not, if they still have them even going on. But I know that they were there for a very long time. But if you turn the game on now in your studio, you'll see that the tanks are completely covered by ads. So I'm not sure, Chris, to be honest with you. I don't know where it stands now, but the reason why they put them in initially was because the previous owner wanted to jazz up the stadium with different kind of looks and views and all that. And so, you know, like the Rays is an example, Chris. They have a Ray tank in the outfield. Yeah.
Yep. Didn't someone hit a foul ball and then, like, crack the glass?
Yeah. Yeah. So they have two layers of glass there. And so basically to protect the fish. It's two. They had two separate thick layers. So layer one during a game one time in 7 years did get hit and get cracked. But then a foul ball would actually have to go off it a second time for it to get cracked again. So there was a little bit of nervousness for a few innings because that would have been possible. But then, of course, after the game, they just put that secondary layer back up and that was the end of the story.
Such a waste.
Well, a lot of the things they did in that park were a waste, but look, when you're an owner and you have millions of dollars or billions of dollars, Chris, and you have nothing to do, you put a fish tank in a park. I mean, just imagine yourself with millions and millions of dollars. Like, I mean, you think of all the things you would do, Chris, right? Where would you live? And I don't even know if you'd live in New York, but let's say, for example, you would live in New York if you had millions of dollars, what would you do? You would move somewhere else, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't live where you live right now, right? No. So, and people may say, oh, that's so silly. You could just live and be happy in an apartment. Well, no, if I had more money, I'd live in a huge condo somewhere in the city, right? Like 50th floor, penthouse, whatever. The same thing. People are rich, not like us, and they just do things that make them happy.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Thank you for clarifying.
No problem. We're good on that subject. It sounds very quiet in the pit today. What's going on there?
A few people are actually out today.
Yeah, it must. This is the quietest conversation I've had with you in 2 months. I don't think I've ever had a conversation without hearing people yelling in the background. All right, let's move on. Good questions by Chris for sure. But let's move on to our next topic of discussion, which is something about the trade deadline. But before we get ahead of myself, let's play our little open. It's called You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, so it's You Make the Call time here on the show. We pivoted a little bit for the things that I'll talk about on the segments of the show. I feel like you guys just like voting on polls more. As we're tinkering with the show, it's a new show. We'll change things around. And so lately what I've been doing is, rather than creating extra topics for you guys that you want me to discuss, we've just kind of been holding polls, and I've used it at the end for what I call exit velocity. I'll tell you another reason why I've been doing this, honestly, is because once football season comes, it becomes very hot topic radio. And for me to say, what do you want me to talk about, and then create like, oh, do you want me to talk about DMX and a sketch? You guys are always going to pick fantasy football, starting September, October, November, December. So I think the You Make the Call subjects, as I talk about on the show, will bring that back after the football season for baseball. But as we head toward the football season, it's pretty obvious. I know what you guys want to talk about. So anyway, here's the subject matter for today's You Make the Call. You can vote on this right now at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish. Which team should sell at the trade deadline? And here are your four choices. And I think they're interesting ones. You guys vote. Arizona Diamondbacks. How do you guys feel about Arizona at this point? I think they've probably overachieved. Fair to say? Yeah, I would say so. The Diamondbacks are still in the mix for the postseason, okay? But they did trade Goldschmidt. They got back Luke Weaver. Weaver is out. Arizona's won two games in a row. They're two games over 500. What do we think? Do they still have a chance? I don't know. You guys tell me. Number two, San Francisco. They've won five in a row. They're 16 games out of the division. But they're still very much in for the wild card. The San Francisco Giants, guys, are 2.5 games out of the wild card position. They've won 8 out of 10. Should the Giants sell? You tell me. Texas Rangers have now lost four games in a row. So things have changed significantly with them. And instead of them being a couple games back of Houston, they're now even five games behind Oakland for the wild card. So Texas Rangers are choice number three. Or what you can do, our first all of the above vote here on FNTSY Radio. So all of the above is your choice for the fourth. So here we go again. You make the call. Which team should sell at the deadline? Choice one, Arizona. Choice two, San Francisco. Choice three, Texas Rangers. Choice four, all of the above. Vote right now. At the end of the show, we'll do a little exit velocity. That's kind of how we do things here on the show. Matt Modica's coming up in 5 minutes from now, so let me hit on a couple of trade targets, speaking of which, from these teams. Mike Minor of the Texas Rangers, here is the question. Minor's under contract for the next couple of years. He's been a fantasy stud. His ERA is under three. But knowing that the Rangers are still going to have to deal with the Astros for years to come, would the Rangers dare trade him over to Houston and let him face them for the rest of this season and probably all for the next of next season too? I don't know. It's a great question. But if Texas are, or if they're going to sell, Minor would be at the top of the list. And I'm not sure that they would make that move. It's kind of like a Yankees-Mets trade, something you don't see a lot, those interdivision trades. Now, look, last year, Miami traded JT Realmuto to Philadelphia, but they also understand that they're in a rebuild mode and they're not going to be good for a couple of years. Texas may be a year away from being good again. They've had a really solid year. Not sure that they would go that route, so certainly we will see. Marcus Stroman's in a very similar position. A lot of the rumors behind Stroman have him potentially going to New York. So that would mean if he got traded to the Yankees, guess what? The Yankees would have to deal with, or the Blue Jays would have to deal with facing Stroman a lot. And so I am just perplexed as to how they could possibly do that. These interdivision trades require a lot more information, in my opinion. So I will say that Stroman doesn't get traded to the Yankees and he gets traded to the Brewers. But I'll also say this. Stroman's from New York and has had a very high level of success this year. I could see him as a big game pitcher. I could see him as a postseason pitcher. But that's going to be a tough pill to swallow if you're the Blue Jays. Although they're one of the worst teams in baseball, they are desperately in need of a rebuild. They're going to end up losing 100 games this year. Does it really matter if this year and next year they're not going to be good? I would think that if it's the Yankees, they'll have to give up, and this is the interesting part of trades. I would think that if the Yankees end up getting him, yes, he helps you in on your team in fantasy. I also think the ramifications for who Toronto would get back is a huge piece of this. For example, I don't think Milwaukee would have to give up as much to get him as the Yankees would, because the Yankees know that. And if they're going to go within the division over and over again, you got to make sure you take care of that trade there, because the last thing the teams want to do is have to look at guys over and over again. I saw it yesterday. Miami traded Chris Paddock on the Padres for Fernando Rodney 3 years ago, and he almost no-hit them yesterday, okay? You don't that's one time of the year. The Toronto doesn't want to see Stroman have to face him seven times this year, seven times next year, seven times the year after that. And if you do, you got to make sure you get something really, really good back in return to counter that. That's my point. We'll be back with more fantasy sports today. Matt Modica will join us. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you as we dive into pitching topics. Who better to do that with than Matt Modica at CTM Baseball joining us? He also is on the show with Frank and Greg, the Fantasy BFFs. As we head toward the weekend, I always like to check in with Matt to see if any streaming options, to discuss all kind of pitching discussions. And it's been a tough year to stream pitching, that is for sure. You're taking those risks every day, unlike the past where you could just pick on a team like Kansas City or Detroit or Miami or somebody else. Can't do it. You really can't do it. You got to be careful. All right, so Matt, let's kind of dive into the pitching discussion. First of all, thank you for coming on, as always. How are you? How's everything?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Okay, it sounded like you had more to add there, but you stopped there. But anyway, thank you for coming on. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Okay, so if I told you that there would be a pitcher in Major League Baseball in the last 21 days and his name would be Young on Arizona, and his ERA would be under one, you would have said to me what about this guy?
I would have said I didn't believe you, and you know, maybe Chris Young reemerged for
right.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anthony Young in the Mets, right? Remember Anthony Young?
Yeah, Anthony Young, poor guy.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah. So what about this kid on Arizona?
Look, I picked him up in a league where my ratios are pretty hurting, and I just needed a volume-based play. I don't see how this is sustainable. It's working right now. So, you know, you could ride the wave, but with pitchers like this where, you know, there was never a track record in the minors this year or even last year. So the key thing is, when do you get off? Do you use him for a two-start? Some people are just going to drop him after this week. I'm pretty on board with that, too. If you just need the volume, you want to keep him just to have that arm that's in the rotation now, I'm okay with that, you know, if your ratios are wrecked already.
Matt Modica is with us, and we talk some fantasy, some reality, of course. What kind of pitchers do you have right now that are on the rise, Matt, in terms of fantasy? Maybe some guys that you've been writing about at The Athletic or players that you've noticed that seem to be doing a lot better?
Well, I mean, you have to look at Yu Darvish as somebody that was, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I wrote that this year in the preseason, what to expect from him. But he's really turned it around on the last nine starts. His walks to nine is two. He's got a whip under one. We all know he's talented and stuff like that. He's on a good team. So he's somebody that maybe if you bought low on or he was dropped in one of the shallower formats, you picked him up. I think that was a good deal here. I mean, what Lance Lynn is doing, I've never been a Lance Lynn guy. I'm fully buying in. Another guy that's made the move this year that, you know, people were saying he should be a lot better, but it's been evident that his numbers outside of Yankee Stadium compared to this year, you know, pretty much match up, and that's Sonny Gray. You know, those were like three guys right there that, you know, you're looking at. Was it real? And, you know, I do believe it.
Matt, let's kind of look at some of the games tonight and tomorrow and see if we can find any streaming options. I mean, look, I know that you follow baseball very closely. In 15 minutes from now, the White Sox are going to play the Royals. Would you dare watch 10 minutes of this game, Matt? I mean, come on, man. Ross Detweiler. I know that Keller's actually been pretty good for Kansas City, Brad Keller, but there are just some games that are such awful ones to watch. And yet I see names like Ross Detweiler. I can't believe they're back in the big leagues again.
Yeah, no, that's shocking that Detweiler has returned. Keller's main problem has always been the, you know, if he can cap the long ball and stuff. But, I mean, for fantasy, that's the beauty of fantasy baseball. It makes a game like the White Sox versus Royals, especially with no Eloy Jimenez or no Adalberto Mondesi right now. There's still guys that, you know, are on your team and you want to root for and you want to see do good. So it's like betting with fantasy. It's like betting with the NFL. You'll watch some terrible games because, you know, either got fantasy or gambling on mind.
That's really it, man. That's honestly the truth. Matt, let's talk about some other pitchers going today. The Brewers have Kyle Davies starting. Davies, in the last month, has the lowest ERA of any pitcher in Major League Baseball. He's 7-2 with a 2.89 earned run average. Merrill Kelly has pitched okay for Arizona this season. What do you make of Davies? Is this sustainable?
Look, I didn't think it was sustainable at all prior. He had a, you know, really good two-month run. A correction came, but he seems to induce, you know, where batters aren't hitting the ball well off him. I mean, when he's bad, it's going to be bad. So, I mean, it's more of a deeper format play for me, but I could see it against Arizona. And Merrill Kelly is a guy at home who's pitched really well and has pitched better of late on the road.
All right, tomorrow's games for Friday. Jake Arrieta is going to start for Philadelphia. I have no idea what to expect. This is one of my big whiffs in fantasy. Although he does have 8 wins and an ERA of 4.5, I can live with that. But, man, he is just trending the opposite direction, Matt. If I thought that he was healthy, I would still live with the, let's say, 14 wins, 13 losses, and a 4.5 ERA. Because, honestly, in baseball, that's fine. But now I'm really worried that he's hurt. I wonder why he's starting tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, they're saying the loose bodies, he can pitch through it. It's more of a pain thing. He's not going to endanger himself further. That's not me talking. I'm not a doctor. And I agree with you what you're saying. It's fully healthy, just on the volume. He's going to get the innings. He should get the wins with the Phillies. And anything, you know, that's near a 4 ERA is acceptable. It's not, you know, that's not atrocious anymore and stuff in this climate. But, yeah, I would think, you know, I'm staying away from Arrieta rest of the way.
All right. We're talking with Matt Modica at CTM Baseball. Matt, rookies in fantasy, as far as from a pitching perspective, are always a dangerous proposition. You just simply never know when one of these guys is going to click. Usually it's the other way. We have to wait a couple of years. Mike Soroka looks like he's got a shot not only to win the Rookie of the Year, but maybe even the Cy Young. Is there anything to believe that he could go the other way? Or if you have him in your fantasy league, you just got to ride him to the end, because he's been much better than anybody advertised.
Look, the thing with him was health, and he has sped up the process here this season. He owns two attributes that most young pitchers do not: command and control. If you look at the rest of the season projections, like a steamer or the bat, they're not really bullish on him rest of the way. But he's a guy that I'm going to ride out unless I got something back that really fulfilled a category, because it's all about categories going forward. But I would say he's, for me, I think I ranked him in like the low 30s, a 32nd or something this past weekend. So that's where I would have him.
Matt, what are you doing at this point of the year in your fantasy leagues that, let's say, you're kind of in the middle of the road? We have the trade deadline coming up in a couple of weeks. How do you approach it? Because I know that you play certainly in the NFBC, where you're a little bit handcuffed with things that you can and can't do.
Well, in the NFBC, where there's no trading, I've been stashing the players that I think can really do really help me those last 2 months. If I was in a trade league, what I would be looking to do is maybe trade one of my best players if I'm in the middle of the pack, and that could return me value for multiple categories, because you have to make up those categories. And wherever I can move up the most, that really seems plausible, that's what I'm going to target. I'm not looking to, you know, basically win the trade anymore. I'm looking to improve my team on a categorical basis.
All right, and the last question for you, Matt, is the one that I think everybody probably has this time of the year. I know that you're big in fantasy football. For me, you know, I'm still in the holding pattern here. I got to wait till some things pan themselves out. When do you start your preparation for that? Have you done any early leagues at this point, best ball or anything else?
I haven't done any drafts. I have started the preparation over the last 2 weeks. The only draft I did was the Scott Fish. That's a totally different format for charity.
Right.
But I will be getting involved with drafts in the next week or so, probably.
All right. Well, Matt, always great to get your opinion on pitching. And, you know, certainly hopefully that helps some people who are listening to try to win their leagues. We will talk again soon, and have a great weekend. Enjoy. And we'll finish out the fantasy baseball season soon enough. Thanks again.
Thank you. Sounds like a plan. Have a good weekend.
All right, Matt Modica joining us here at CTM Baseball, if you want to follow him and also listen to him as well over on the Fantasy BFF show with Frank and Greg. And you can catch their show every day coming up in about 2 hours now on the Fantasy Sports Network. We have so many different ways and so many different things that you can listen to. I always find it interesting on the different formats that we have here. All right, let's give you some quick updates as to what's going on in baseball. We'll do the full scoreboard and full preview in our second hour of the show. Probably bad planning by me, to be honest. Should have done it in the first hour because got a couple of games underway. But the Padres are on top of the Marlins, 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. It was a sacrifice fly from Austin Hedges. He did it off Caleb Smith. Smith has thrown 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, also 1 earned run. For San Diego, of course, Denelson Lamet is back after having Tommy John surgery. And Lamet has been shaky a little bit as well in this one. He's in the bottom of the second. He's already walked 2 batters and given up a hit. This is kind of what happens sometimes with guys coming off the Tommy John surgery. So San Diego leads Miami by a score of 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. We have the Dodgers and Philadelphia Phillies getting going here, and they are right now in the bottom of the first inning. In the top of the first inning, Aaron Nola struck out two batters and got nothing across the board. And they're now in the bottom of the first, and Phillies already have a double from Scott Kingery. So we're still kind of early on in both of these games, and then we'll have the rest of the games getting ready to start. To give you an idea, for those of you who are not busy today and maybe you're home from work or you have a chance to listen to some of the games, Blue Jays will take on the Red Sox at 1:05 Eastern. Pannone and Sale are the starters there. And as I mentioned, you talk about a player. I could have given you 100 players potentially before I would have even come up with the name Ross Detweiler as potentially starting. And he is today for the Chicago White Sox as they take on the Kansas City Royals. Ross Detweiler, when was the last time that this guy even pitched in the big leagues? I got to check this here. Let's see. Career stats. Detweiler pitched with the Mariners in one game in 2018. He did not throw any games in 2017. None. Zero. And now he's back making starts. You know what's funny is every time you bring up a pitcher like this from the past, everyone just immediately goes and talks about Rich Hill. Because, again, Rich Hill's like career was almost over. And then all of a sudden, he's back. But, you know, that's just part of the game, you know? It's pitchers can and players can always reinvent themselves when they need to in order to try to get back into the big leagues. It rarely happens. You rarely see a pitcher gone for 2 years and comes back. But I suppose that Rich Hill gives everybody pause to retire because he almost did, went through independent ball, and now, even though he's been hurt quite a bit, is pitching meaningful games for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So congratulations to Ross Detweiler being back in the big leagues, and he'll make a start today against Kansas City. Coming up next, we'll play a little bit, our best of the first hour of the show, and then you don't want to go anywhere, because coming up in hour number two, we're going to dive into some other topics besides fantasy baseball, which would include, you know, kind of a sad story a little bit with Jerry Sloan, but to honor him, I want to go through some of the things that the Utah Jazz accomplished and also talk more about some of the other things going on in the world of sports and in the world of fantasy. You're listening to FNTSY Radio. I am Craig Mish. We are underway here on a Thursday. We got another show tomorrow, and then we'll close out our seventh week here of the show. Stranger Things is on Netflix if you want to watch it now. I got another good Netflix topic coming up for you also a little bit later. More FNTSY, more fantasy sports today coming up next. Don't go.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process.
If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
The Morning Line.
Coach Nagy, of course, the Chicago Bears head coach, showed up at a Cubs game last night. Went during the seventh inning stretch. Kind of got some words mixed up. I think he got the words mixed up here, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm fairly certain that's not the lyrics to the seventh inning stretch.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Be careful what you wish for. That's the theme here. Be careful what you wish for in life, in reality, in fantasy, everything else. I would tell you that in free agency in Major League Baseball, a number of things can happen when you decide to spend money. The first thing that can happen is you could strike pay dirt, and good things can happen for whoever you get. But it does seem to me that in all sports, more often than not, just about every long-term contract that's signed that involves a lot of money ends up looking bad. It just does. And, of course, there are exceptions to the rule, especially in all sports, baseball included in that. I would say that Christian Yelich's long-term deal with Miami and now in Milwaukee probably looks like the best deal in all of sports. But that being said, once you shell out $300 million to somebody in baseball, or $150 million in the NFL, or $250 million in the NBA, in all likelihood, at the end of these deals, you're looking at John Wall, Chris Paul. This is what happens. You're paying always for the first few years of the deal. But then what happens when the deal isn't like Chris Davis of the Orioles and it turns out to be like Yu Darvish of the Cubs? That's when you really start to have the issues. And I couldn't believe this, and it just goes to show you, as close as I pay attention to baseball and watch games and attend more games than anybody that's listening or anybody that you know, in all likelihood, it is amazing to me to think that Yu Darvish yesterday, with the big contract that he signed, got his first win at Wrigley Field on July 18th or 17th, 2019. How is that even possible? I know that he had his issues last year and he missed some time, but I just never would have thought of. It's stunning to me. Stunning. But he did. He picked up his first win yesterday with the Cubs in Chicago. Six shutout innings and a lesson to be learned in both fantasy and reality, that is for sure. Congratulations to you, Darvish. Congratulations to the Cubs. You pay a guy $80 million, $90 million, you got a win finally. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.